just aren't on the phone for quite a bit of money.
No, no, in a minute. You know, but I think if the boys continue to work as hard as what they're doing, you know, at times like this when you're on a poor run of defeats like that, sometimes the wee break and that doesn't go for you, you know, in both boxes. And as much as I felt we were in control of the game today, you know, we've got to make that final part count, and we didn't, just in the final decisions. To lose the goal in the way that we did, the game for a set play, you know, is disappointing. You know, the first phase of coming over and then just not getting tight enough, and the boy finishes well. But, you know, as I said there, when you find yourself in that wee bit of a rut, sometimes things don't go. But the most important thing is, I know the characters of the boys in that dressing room. I know the quality, I know how they're hurting, I know how the fans are hurting, and the staff. And what we've got to do, we've just got to work extremely hard to turn that corner again. So Saturday, once again, at home presents an opportunity for that. And we've turned the corner before, you know, in ones like that. And the biggest thing, you know, is as long as they boys, you know, keep believing in themselves, you know, and they keep working hard for one another, it'll turn, there's no doubt about that.
You must have been pleased, I guess, with aspects of the performance and the controlled periods.
Yeah, listen, I think you see that, and, you know, I think if you're a neutral or whatever team you're supporting the other day, you're seeing Clyde on the ascendancy and taking the game to the front foot. You know, but the biggest stat that counts at the end of a game of football is the scoreline. And we've failed to score. They've got their one. Once they got their one goal, you could see them defending numbers. They sat even deeper than what they were. And that's where our decisions have got to be a wee bit more ruthless. I just felt at times we were coming in, felt that we had to get down the sides of them, you know, to move two very, very big, powerful centre backs there. And that one or two things come in front, but they defended well in terms of the pressure that was put upon them. And as I said, that's what we've got to continue to do is to make sure that we keep believing in the things that we're doing, we keep believing in one another, and we keep working our socks off. You know, and I can understand the fans' frustration. You know, that's five games, you know, including the Celtic one that we've been defeated, and that's not the standard of Clyde Football Club. Certainly not the standard for that quality that we have in that dressing room there, and it's certainly not the standards that I expect. You know, so as I said there, but the most important thing is that everybody sticks together.